Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and endless scrolling, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover why love begins within. Today's episode is called From Comparison to Communion, Turning Envy into Empathy. And we'll spend the next 25 minutes reframing those moments when comparison makes us feel small and learning one simple practice to turn that ache into connection. Here's the big question for today. Why does comparison hurt so much? And what if that pain is secretly pointing us toward the very relationships we're longing for? When we see someone else's highlight reel and we feel a tug of envy, of lack, of not enough, what is that tug actually saying about our heart?
I want to tell you a short, honest story. Not long ago, I found myself lying on the couch late at night, mindlessly scrolling through feeds. Someone I knew had just posted a promotion. Another friend was on a trip that looked effortless. And everywhere I looked, there were polished moments that made my ordinary feel thin. I felt that familiar sinking, that quiet voice comparing my behind-the-scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. I started to feel smaller, quieter, as if my ordinary couldn't measure up.
Then something simple happened. Instead of scrolling again, I grabbed a notebook, wrote one single sentence. I'm proud of the way you show up for others. It was a line I wanted to hear. I sent it as a message to a neighbor who had been quietly serving our block. That small act shifted everything. The ache softened when I moved from comparison inward toward an act of genuine care outward. It didn't erase my feelings, but it changed their direction, from shrinking me to connecting me.
So what's happening when comparison stings? Psychologists call it social comparison. We measure our worth against others, and often lose. Spiritually, many traditions name this as a temptation to forget our own belovedness. Practically, screens amplify selective glimpses of life, and our brains treat those glimpses like the whole story. The important insight is this. Envy often masks a deeper longing, longing for belonging, for meaning, for recognition, for purpose. If we can hear the longing beneath the comparison, it becomes a compass, not a condemnation.
There's an ancient idea I keep coming back to. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not a finger-wagging rule. It's a diagnostic. If you find yourself envious, ask, "Am I honoring myself? Am I offering myself the same tenderness I easily offer others?" Envy can be the signal that we haven't tended to our own needs. When we answer that signal with self-compassion, we're better equipped to reach outward rather than lurch inward.
Let's make this practical. I want to give you a 3-step practice you can use the moment comparison hits. Step 1, the comparison inventory. Pause and name the feeling. What triggered it, and how does it show up in your body? Write one line, "I feel blank when I see blank." That short inventory brings curiosity and memory to the surface, instead of letting reactivity run the show.
Step 2, the compassionate reframe. Ask yourself, what deeper longing is beneath this feeling? Maybe it's recognition, or rest, or creative expression. Reframe the emotion into a need. I am longing for... Speak it gently to yourself. No shame, just curiosity. This small change in language softens the inner critic and invites care.
Step 3, the communion step. Turn 1 ounce of that ache into a brave, low-risk outreach. It could be a one-line message, an offered coffee, or a short prayer for someone. Keep it consent-based and simple. Here are 3 sample scripts you can use. "Hey, I saw what you shared, and it encouraged me today. Thank you." Or, "Would you like to grab a quick coffee this week? I'd love to hear how you're doing." Or, I've been thinking of you. Can I pray for you? Each invites connection without presuming or demanding.
A few timing tips. Do the inventory immediately if you can, even if it's just a sentence saved in your notes. Reframing works best when you speak it out loud or write it. And for the outreach, aim for low risk within 24 to 72 hours. If you feel nervous, remember smallness wins. A single honest sentence speeds a grand gesture that feels performative.
Before we pause for reflection, a quick note about boundaries. Outreach must honor consent and difference. If someone doesn't reply, that's okay. Your act is about practicing courage and compassion, not controlling another's response. Keep your steps small, respectful, and repeatable.
Now let's slow down. I'm going to ask three questions and give you a moment between each to notice your answers. You can say them quietly or journal one line. Question 1. When was the last time comparison made you feel smaller? Question 2. What deeper longing did that feeling point to? Question 3. Who right now might receive one short reach from you? Take a breath. If you have a pen or your phone, jot one brief line for each. Breathe again. You don't have to fix everything. One small honest step matters.
When you're ready, carry that line with you. Let it inform a tiny action this week. Maybe a message, a coffee, or a prayer. Let the ache become a compass towards someone else's door.
Here's the closing thought. Envy often feels like a fault line in us, but it can also be a signal. If we meet it with self-compassion and choose one brave step toward another person, that signal pivots from erosion to invitation. In other words, comparison can become communion when we choose to tend our own hearts first and then reach out with humility and care.
Thank you for spending this time with me. If this episode meant something to you, try the 3-step practice this week. And if it helps, share it with someone who might need a gentle push toward connection. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss practical episodes like this. And remember my signature reminder, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.